Do you know a girl aged between 12 and 16 who you totally admire?
A girl who shines with inner strength and determination? You see me, I'm
shining. From March 8th to 10th, girls from all over Ireland will come together virtually for Shine 2021, a three-day online festival packed with inspirational speakers and interactive sessions.
Two girls will be chosen as iRadio's Shine Heroes to join six others from around the country to take part in this empowering event. And it's you that I've been
waiting to find. You can nominate now at iRadio.ie.
With Lifestyle Sports. All you need for your life, your style, your sports. Proud partners of Shine Heroes 2021. On iRadio.
Shine Heroes on Beat.
Introducing 15-year-old Roisin Cody from County Carlow, who was blown away to hear that she'd been put forward.
I was shocked when I heard it. I never thought I would have been nominated for it.
And 13-year-old Kelly Carroll from County Tipperary, who says she's buzzing to be selected.
It's really sweet to hear that. You don't like normally hear things like that because you're just kind of doing like normal day-to-day life kind of because you have it every day, so you never really kind of hear that.
Roisin and Kelly joined six other girls from across the country to take part in Shine 2021, a three-day online festival from March 8th to 10th. Find out more information about Shine Heroes tonight on The Takeover from 8 o'clock.
Shine Heroes with Lifestyle Sports.
For particularly young people and young women, if they're finding it maybe a little bit hard recently to, you know, muster up courage or believe in themselves or trust in their being, what sort of advice or message would you want to give to people who are, you know, struggling just a little bit to believe in themselves?
You know, it is something that can be incredibly tricky. You know, I have young students asking me all the time, how do I do public speaking? And I'm like, look, public speaking isn't for everyone. Like, I mean, it's one of the top three fears in the world. So like, don't be put off just because you can't do it. But I would basically say, if you're kind of struggling at the minute, I would say obviously talk to someone, I think, is the most obvious solution, because I'm definitely, I'm a venter, like, by nature. Like, I love telling people my problems. Like, I don't know what it is. If I have a problem, like, the world has to know.
I really, honestly, thoroughly enjoyed getting to know these various women and what they do and what they stand for. And Shine kicks off on March the 8th with Lifestyle Sports. All that you need for your life, your style and your sports. You can get your tickets now, of course, for free on iRadio.ie/Shine Festival. We've got over 80 brilliant speakers from various different backgrounds taking part over the three-day event. And I'm very lucky tonight to be joined by one of them. Very welcome to the navigation coach, Tara Rafter. Tara, welcome to IRL.
Thanks a million. It's lovely to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you so much. Again, now, like a game show, are you ready for five Shine speakers, five questions?
I'm so ready. I can't wait for the Caribbean cruise at the end, Sharon.
Oh, great. Yeah, then we might have a problem getting that one out to you, you know, COVID. But anyway, we'll kick it off. Number one, Tara, describe yourself in five words or less.
I would say compassionate, determined, kind, small bit daft and human.
I love the daft as well. I was like, I can relate to that. Number exactly. Two then, Tara, why are you taking part in Shine Festival 2021?
Well, it was a total privilege to be asked, first and foremost, and because I wish something like this had existed when I was younger. I just feel like the message from Shauna.ie and for the entire festival is just incredible. And I feel like the world needs more of this type of stuff. And I know the difference that it's going to make. I know the difference that it would have made to me if I had been exposed to something like this at such a young age. And it's so empowering. And it kind of brings the light back to the person that they realise, you know, that they have all of the everything that they need inside them.
Yeah.
And I think we forget that sometimes. We feel like so much of what we want to achieve in the world is impossible, but actually this whole event proves to you how possible it is.
And that's a kind of a recurring theme this week I found from my speakers, is everyone saying that, you know, I wish I had this in school. But I think what you said as well there is very important. You have all the tools that you need, you know, just go out, do it. Obstacles are obstacles, they come to everyone, but we do have the tools that we need. I think that's a very important message.
It's,
I like that.
There. We just have to realise, don't we?
Just let it out, and then there'll be no stopping us.
Honest to God, let it rip,
Shine Heroes with the Shona Project and Lifestyle Sports. Proud partners of Shine Heroes 2021. All you need for your life, your style, your sports. Spin.
Yes, Shine Festival is taking place virtually March 8th to the 10th, and it's possibly the biggest gathering of inspirational Irish women ever. There's going to be over 80 speakers talking at the events across 3 days. Vicky Phelan, Laura Whitmore, Una Healy, just to name but a few, talking about topics such as mental health, your mindset, career, diversity and individuality. And all this week on The Zoo Crew, we are celebrating Shine Heroes. And a Shine Hero is a young woman who personifies the virtues that the Shona Project highlights. So these are women that we are bringing to the spotlight because they are doing good quietly behind the scenes. And we're about to meet another Shine Hero right now.
Yeah, we've been asking you to nominate people in your life who you think would be a good Shine Hero. We are joined by Terry on the line, who is nominating his daughter, Abby. Terry, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about why you nominated Abby to be a Shine Hero and what makes her special.
Last October, she just came home from football training and just decided she wanted to do something for charity. So she just came in to myself and her mother and just says that she wanted to do a 96K run over 20 days for Pieda House and Focus Ireland. And the reason behind the 96, obviously, is because she's a Liverpool supporter. So for 19 days, she ran just nearly 5K a day. And then on the last day, she had a 2-day rest. And on the last day, she done a 10K run over at home farm football clubs. That's who she plays for. So they let her use the premises on the last day. And then they had balloons and cakes for them when she came in, when she finished the run. And so over the 20 days, she raised €3,850 for the two charities. So that's why we nominated her, because my wife was listening to you on the radio, and she said it to me when she came home from work. So I just went on to Facebook then just to have a look, and I said, I'll fill her in and we nominate her and see what happens. And really wasn't expecting a call back, to be honest. And then I got the call back the other day. So we're just over the moon for her.
Yeah, oh, brilliant.
She got a very Virgil van Dijk center over, signed for football jersey as well there last week.
Stop, hey, well, really? Done. That, so is delighted that, that is absolutely
incredible. That's deadly.
Yeah. It's her favourite player, so she was over the moon then when she got that. I think that's the highlight of everything.
Yeah, it's always so nice.
Totally.
Because that doesn't happen a whole lot when players realise what's going on and then they send a little personal message over as well. I'd say she was over the moon.
Oh, she was over the moon, she was.
Okay, so here's the thing as well. Abby doesn't know that she has been nominated to be a Shine Hero. So what we're going to do is we are going to call Abby live on the show to let her know that she's been selected as one of Spin's Shine Heroes, and also our friends at Lifestyle Sports have come on board and they are going to gift her a €100 Lifestyle Sports voucher. So we're going to give Abby a call, let her know she's been selected as a Spin Shine Hero in 5 minutes. I'm very excited.
Emily Sandé, and that's next to me at Beat.
Shine Heroes on Beat.
Okay, so big day today. It's International Women's Day and it's the launch of Shine Festival 2021. We were talking there a few minutes ago about it. And one of the big things to launch it is our live event with Trish a bit later this morning, where we'll meet our Shine Heroes from right across Ireland. We've got our reps from Spin and iRadio meeting our two girls here from the Southeast and representing the Southeast. We met Kelly a few minutes ago. Our second Shine Hero is Roisin Cody. She's 15. Goes to school at Presentation De La Salle in Carlow, and Roisin was nominated by her older sister Orla, who needs a lung and kidney transplant. Despite the hospital visits and the anxious nature of this time for the family, Roisin goes above and beyond for her sister, and Orla says that she's always there for her. She helps me every day, she always makes me laugh when I'm going through a tough time, and she always tries to help me with a nebulizer when I'm finding it hard to breathe. Even though it can be a bit scary for her, she's always there to help. Roisin, good morning to you. How are you?
Morning.
Hey, how's things with you?
Good.
Are you all set for the Shine Heroes event this morning?
Yeah, I am.
Every night on The Zoo Crew, we are chatting to some of the most inspirational Irish women. We're spreading messages of positivity and encouragement and chatting about different topics such as being kind and being powerful and finding out what it means to our guests. And I'm delighted to say that joining us on the show, chatting all about ambition, is technology correspondent and host of the Tech Talk podcast, Jess Kelly. You're so welcome to the show, Jess. Please tell us in your own words what it means to you to be ambitious.
Yeah, it's an interesting one because I think ambition can sometimes be almost a dirty word, or can make you seem slightly aggressive if you say you're ambitious. And it's something that, you know, I've only sort of been comfortable with in the last few years, because I think in the media game in particular, you know, if you say, God, I'm so ambitious, people think that you're going to go after Ryan Tuberty's job or something like that. But that's not what it means. it kind of just means setting goals for yourself. So I would say that I am a very ambitious person, and I'm only kind of comfortable saying that, as I said, within the last 5 years or so, I'd say.
Shine Heroes on Beat.
Shine Festival 2021 is well and truly underway, and it's been fantastic so far. TV presenter Laura Whitmore and actress Ivana Lynch have been speaking candidly and encouragingly to attendees at shinefestival.ie.
You can't control how other people see you. You can't control what they say about you, but what you can control is how you react. And I learned that, because sometimes I can be quite reactive and I can be and just go all in there guns blazing.
I think I also found a lot of solace in the character I was playing. She had this really beautiful sense of just self-acceptance and belonging in any moment she was in. She gave me a lot of comfort.
80 speakers, 8 Shine Heroes and 6 stages equals 3 days of inspiration and fun. Keep it right here with Beat for coverage of Shine Festival 2021.
Shine Heroes with Lifestyle Sports.
You might remember a couple of weeks back, we put out the call for Shine Heroes, everyday heroes who, you know, are just a great example to the younger generation coming up. And wow, did we find them. I have thoroughly enjoyed the last couple of nights getting to know Aisling Sheridan, who's in County Cavan, and Lily Arnott O'Brien, who is in Kildare. The two girls are just phenomenal in their own right for very different reasons as well. But I asked the girls before I let them go on the show yesterday what they've learned so far. I'll start with Aisling, and I asked her, what has she learned from the festival so far?
There was one quote I seen that was really good. The one that was, you are the average of the 5 people you surround yourself with.
Wow. Oh, that's a very good one.
Glad mine's all positive.
Well, do you know what? That makes sense, though, because you're a very positive person. So, of course, the 5 people that you're close to would be positive as well. Thank you so much, Aisling. That's a great one. Yeah, it is a great one. And it does go to show that, you know, the people you are surrounded by, if there is someone that's bringing you down, maybe it is time to reevaluate things. I really liked that one from Aisling. I also chatted to Lily Arnott O'Brien in Kildare, and I asked her, what has she learned from the whole experience, from being a Shine Hero from the minute she first got the call that she was going to be a Shine Hero to now? What has she learned from that experience? It's been, you know, quite a busy few weeks with finding out you were a Shine Hero, doing that video, and then of course getting involved in the festival. What have you learned from the whole experience?
I learned that you don't have to be like famous and all to be like shine. You can be just like an everyday person who just does kind things.
You have a really successful makeup brand, Sculpted by Amy. So obviously, you have to be very passionate every day about what you do in order to be as successful as you've become.
So when it's your own business and your own brand or your own project or whatever it is that it might be, you have to always believe in yourself, believe in it, so whatever it is that you're working on. So that again feeds into the passion of it. If you're not passionate about it and you don't believe it yourself, no one else is going to.
I won't take this for granted. Please tell me you'll remember this, 'cause I remember all of it.
Woo! That was absolutely beautiful, Ruthann.
Thank you. Dedicated to all you girls for winning Shine Heroes.
Really, really special. Thank you so much for taking the time out to be with us for Shine 2021. We feel truly honored to have gotten to hear that unique performance from you. Now, before you go, did you want to say one last thing to our brilliant Shine Heroes?
Yes. Well, me, myself and the Irish Women in Harmony wanted to celebrate you guys. So we thought that you should get a limited edition signed copy of our vinyl. Irish Women in Harmony has Dreams on it, and it's really special, and all the donations go to Safe Ireland from it. So we would love to give these to you as a present for your amazing efforts in your community and everything that you've been doing for all your loved ones. So congratulations from myself and the Irish Women in Harmony, and we'll be sending out these vinyls to you.
Shine Heroes on Beat.
Wow, what a fantastic 3 days at Shine Festival 2021. Amazing interactive sessions, inspirational speakers, and over 1 million views from all across the country. Our two Shine heroes, Roisin Cody from County Carlow and Kelly Carroll from Tipperary, represented Beat and did us proud.
It's been really nice. I've got to talk to some lovely people and see people, and it's just been a really great experience overall.
It's been very exciting, and it's been a very good experience to hear everybody else's story.
Founder of the Shona Project, Tammy Darcy, wants to thank you for helping make Shine 2021 a roaring success.
We're all about sharing and highlighting amazing women and girls, and it's so important to note that sometimes these amazing girls are right under your noses in every classroom, in every school, and these heroes are amazing examples of this.
Shine Heroes with Lifestyle Sports.